our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
And I'm Holly.
And together we are awesome.
Yeah, we really are.
So what we're doing today is we have a very special episode where we are going... We got the 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons Player's Handbook when we went to Gen Con, where we also got married.
Oh, yeah. Side note. Oh, we're married now.
Yeah, we're married.
That's cool.
So that makes us even more awesome somehow.
Yeah.
For the important part of the podcast...
Good news is we have a PHB 5.
So we have a player's handbook for 5th edition D&D, and we're going to randomly create a character and create a backstory, and we're going to talk about it and see what we can do, and kind of go over a few of the new rules. If you're familiar with 3rd edition Dungeons & Dragons, this is a big throwback to that. It's very reminiscent of 3rd edition. I think that there's a few things in it that are from 4th edition. They took some of the good stuff out of there.
Yeah, but, I don't know that they're necessarily directly from 4th edition, but it's kind of... My impression here is that this is classic D&D that instead of trying to simplify by making it a video game, they just tried to simplify it. Mm-hmm. So I think what happened with 4th edition was, I think Wizards of the Coast wanted to take it in a direction where new players could get introduced really easily and quickly and just get started.
And the problem with that was that they alienated the player base that was already there.
Right. They alienated people who were playing the older editions and enjoying them. So what ended up happening was new players really liked it, but older players, for the vast majority of them, really disliked it because it was so much different than what they had been used to. And it felt very video gamey. Like, in a video game, right, you're playing your World of Warcraft, all you have to do is hit one button and you cast a spell. It felt very much the same way. There was actually... It was disadvantageous to just make an attack.
So I guess the short version of what that was is this is better. It's back to the way it should be. Very much more... It has the essence of D&D involved in it. So I want to run a campaign, and we're going to make our first character together
here. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to roll randomly to choose races. There are 4 main races that are common races that are on most D&D worlds, mm-hmm. Which are human, elf, dwarf, and halfling. So we're going to roll a D6 because there's also 5 other races that are uncommon races, which are... Hold on, there's a list here. It's half-elf, half-orc.
Goblin.
Dragonborn, gnomes, half-elf, no. Half-orc, and tiefling. So if we roll a 5, we'll roll on the chart of uncommon races.
Yeah. So it's going to be 1 through 4 is a common race, just in the order of the races that come up. Yep. 5 is an uncommon, 6 is a reroll. Yep. So let's do this.
Let's do this. Go ahead and roll it.
And we got a 2. What's 2 make us?
All right. 1 is a dwarf, 2 is an elf.
An elf. Oh, so that's elf. Boring.
Well,
okay.
Also,
that's okay.
It's not that boring. There are different types of elves.
Oh, that's true. So I think that's one thing. I'm not sure. I didn't play much 3rd edition, but is it a thing where they kind of specialize the races like that?
Yeah, that's... Okay. In this one, each type of race has different parts of it that do different better things.
Well, no, that's why I was asking, because 4th edition had that a little bit too.
Yeah, that wasn't so much in 3rd edition. There might have been in like extra content, but in the player's handbook it wasn't. So,
okay, so we are elf.
There's 3 different types of elves. High elf, a wood elf, or a dark elf, which is...
All right, so that's a roll on a d6, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're a drow.
We're a drow.
We're a drow.
Okay, and I don't know how they do alignments in this.
Well, okay, so why don't you check the drow and see if there's alignment restrictions on it? Because there might be. It could be that you can only be evil. We might end up with a Drist here.
Well, no, we can always roll a d10 for For alignment, if they have the nine alignment standard.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they do. Alignment got weird in 4th edition too, so I'm not sure how alignment went. I don't remember you reading that. So we did a quick glance through of pretty much the whole 5th edition player's handbook. I don't remember reading alignment.
Well, yeah, we can definitely get back to that.
Okay. It's probably in the character background section.
So there are 5, 10, 12 classes.
Why don't you read out the classes?
Okay, Barbarian. Big fighty guys, mm-hmm. bards, magicians who use
you
music. Could,
you know, they've got quick descriptions.
That's like a whole sentence.
Okay,
we'll go from here. Cleric, a priestly champion who wields divine magic in service of a higher power.
Healer.
Yeah. Druid, a priest of the old faith wielding the powers of nature and adopting animal forms. Fighter, master of martial combat, skilled with a variety of weapons and armor. Monk, master of martial arts.
Oh, that's long.
Paladin, a holy warrior bound to a sacred oath, basically a fighter who is a jerk.
They're not always jerks, just mostly. They're very indignant.
Rangers, nature magic on the edges of civilization. Rogues are thieves, basically. Scoundrels, they call them.
Mm-hmm. Scoundrel.
I'm doing air quotes.
For what?
For rogue or scoundrels.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorcerers, spellcasters who draw on inherent magic. Warlocks, which are new to 3rd edition.
Not new, they were in 4th.
Right. Well, they're not.
Right, they were not in 3rd
edition. They're a wielder of magic that is derived from a bargain with an extraplanar entity, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
And then wizards, they have to study their magic to learn it. I don't even know how warlocks work, but roll a d12.
I'm sorry, I just want to point out here. So at Gen Con, I bought a d20. Made out of pipestone, which was pretty cool. I've got some roots in the actual town of Pipestone, and I've just noticed it had been traveling in a nice little wooden carrier, and one of the corners is chipped off. Paid a lot of money for that thing.
Well,
pipestone's kind of fragile, though, so I should have expected it. I think next time I'll wrap it up in something real soft.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm rolling a d12 here.
Yeah, d12.
All right, what does a 3 get us?
3 is a cleric.
Drow cleric.
Oh, okay. So generally, drow clerics are female.
We're going to roll for that.
Yeah, no, I know. Do a D3. 1 to 3 is male.
So hold on.
D2.
Class. Cleric.
Or we can do heads or tails.
Nah, I don't like heads or tails.
All right. We'll D1 D6. To 3 is male. Female.
Female.
Female drow priest. Cleric. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, is there tables for age on there?
Yes,
there probably
are. That's next.
Okay.
Since we have a class and we have a race.
So we are at a female. Now, I don't know, if you're not familiar with the drow are a dark elf race, traditionally underground. They actually don't really like to be in the sunlight at all. It doesn't work for them. Their eyes don't adapt to it. They actually take disadvantages if they're in the sunlight. They are classically evil. They worship an evil god. And they're real mean.
Yeah, they're bad. This might be a villain that we're creating for our campaign. Maybe it is a villain
who will learn to love.
We don't
Probably
know.
Probably not.
Okay, so height and weight is next. We have character details. Okay, so we can make a name.
Oh, is there... There's classic names in there, too, I think, for elves and stuff,
too. Do we
want to
just pick one of those? Or we
I don't know that I want to pick one, but I want to hear what like a drow name would sound like.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Let's go back there. They just have elven names.
Okay. They're not limited to drow at all?
Female names. No.
Oh, weird.
Adri.
Because even Althea, the human ones are limited by the
Anastriana,
location.
Anastriana, Andraste, Antinua, Bethrina, Birel, Kaelin.
Oh, so they can be anything.
Yeah.
Adriana, all right, what do you want?
Jelineth. Lashana.
A little ghetto there.
Shaquanda.
So... Drow traditionally have black skin and white hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get ghetto with this because that feels bad.
Right. So, yeah, the only time you're ever allowed to do blackface is if you have white hair.
If you're a drow.
If you're a drow and you're actually
it's
painted black.
It's the only time you can do it. It's the color black. It's not like black. A brownish murky. Yeah. It's black.
Yeah, they're black skin, purple, well, I guess purple eyes.
Blue eyes, usually. Dress type purple
red
eyes.
Red eyes, whatever.
Red eyes. Yeah, it's red, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Live underground. So, name.
We didn't have a thing for it. What's it like a spidery name? Because she's like Ariadne. Arachne? No, that's dumb.
So if she's a cleric, is she going to worship Loth?
Loth. Well, if she's evil, she is.
Then how about, like, she was born to be a cleric and she's like Lothana?
Lothana. Okay.
Sounds good. Nobody's going to see through that.
Or Lothana. L-O-T-H.
Maybe that's not good. She's never going to survive in world.
This is Lothana. L-O-T-H. L-O-T-H. No extra L because that's hard to pronounce.
L-O-T-H.
A-N-A.
A-N-A. Okay.
Or two N's either way. Probably two N's for...
Two else. N's it is. Lothana.
All right. There we go. Okay. Height and weight. They can roll. We can roll.
Let's roll. What are we rolling?
4 foot five plus 2d6 inches.
All right, 4 foot five plus 2d6 inches. Four foot eight.
4 foot eight. Here we go.
Hold on, that's the thing on here. 4 foot 8 inches. Wow, oh, she's short.
And then weight is 75 pounds plus 1d6.
Really? That's all the variation? No.
Weight modifier times 1d6. Hold on.
Figure out how this works.
Oh, okay, that's times 1d6 plus times whatever that you rolled, so 3d6.
Mm. So I roll 3d6 now?
Yeah, because that was what the plus was.
No, I see what you're saying. Plus 12, so she weighs how much? What was the base? 75 plus 12.
75 plus 12, so
99 pounds. So 89 pounds.
87 pounds.
Oh, it's 75. Wow, where's my math today?
Yeah, math lady.
80. Oh, height is not 87 pounds. Height is not measured in pounds.
Okay, so we are supposed to choose the character's age and the color of her hair, eyes, and skin.
Well, we're limited there.
Yeah. To add a touch of distinctiveness, you might want to give your character an unusual or memorable physical characteristic.
We're not going to do that, not for a drow.
Such as a scar, a limp, or a tattoo.
Yeah.
How about if one of her like ears got cut off?
But only like part cut off.
Yeah, like
it's just
tip,
like lopped.
The tip
yeah,
of
she's
the ears.
Tipped. Maybe both of her ears are tipped.
Maybe just one.
Just one? Okay.
Unless she got, like, captured and they did mean things to her.
Tipped.
Is it right ear. Or left? Right or left
it's
ear?
It's right.
Right ear. Okay. Okay, yeah. Alignment is this the nine.
Okay, so red eyes, right? She's red eyes, white hair.
Sure. So this is going to be fun. Roll a d10. Reroll on a zero.
Reroll on a zero? Okay. A seven. What are we?
Lawful evil. Lawful evil.
I was going to say, I know that offhand. That's lawful evil.
Yeah, drow are normally neutral evil, so that's...
So she's lawful evil.
Yeah.
She follows... Well, that makes sense for a cleric, though.
Sure.
To be lawful.
Sure.
This is going to be impossible to play. I'm not sure we're going to be playing this in any campaign, but it's fun
well,
to roll.
Well, as a villain.
That's true.
She could be the nemesis of the character.
Lawful evil. No, it's important to never tell anyone your alignment. Because it's
except,
more fun that way.
Except on a
except
podcast.
The DM. You have to tell the DM.
Except on a podcast.
Except on the podcast, where it's important to never tell anybody but everybody your alignment.
Okay, so, lawful evil, we rolled on the alignments, I'll read that out to you. It is, the creatures methodically take what they want within the limits of a code of tradition, loyalty, or order. Devils, blue dragons, and hobgoblins are lawful evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, we'll be... We can do that.
A code of tradition. Yeah, that seems fair for a cleric.
For a cleric, yeah. For sure.
Like neutral evil, which drow normally are, is the alignment of those who do whatever they can get away with, without compassion or qualms.
Yeah.
Many drow, some cloud giants, and Yugoloths are neutral evil.
Mm-hmm.
Many drow, but not all drow. This drow is lawful evil.
This drow is lawful evil.
She has
evil.
A code that she follows.
All right, what
like
else do
Dexter.
We have? Languages, she'll speak drow.
Drow.
Is there anything else in there she might speak?
Actually, let me see. It most likely would be under the race.
Oh, this is a level one character, right?
Yeah, we'll just start level one. Let's see. Okay, so you actually have different things. So when we do this, your charisma score goes up by one.
Oh, I get a plus one of charisma because I'm an elf. Or
we haven't done scores yet. Do you want to do our ability scores?
Yeah, let's do ability scores.
Okay, so roll 46 six times. Just write the numbers down.
Okay, and why don't you explain what I'm doing?
Okay, so... Yeah. And you dropped the lowest number.
Yeah. Oh, that means roll.
That's a four. You dropped the lowest number.
Oh, shit.
She's not very something.
She's, like...
Yeah, this was the...
Disabled
that's the,
something.
That's the lowest roll I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
It was a two
it's the
and
second
three
lowest
ones.
Roll you can get.
16, that's good.
14, 16... Just talk about what this is that I'm doing.
Okay, so each character has six ability scores. It's strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're making character, you roll 4d6. Generally is the preferred way to do it. You roll 4d6, drop the lowest. And then you assign those skills to whatever ones are going to help you out the most. Since we're a cleric in this case, wisdom is most important.
For a baseline, 10 is average in everything. Yeah. So 10's like what an average human would be in stuff.
Ooh, 17.
All right. We are 4, 16, 12, 13, 11, 17.
That 4 is awesome.
Pretty sure that 4 is going to charisma, because charisma is the dump stat.
No. Not for drow.
Charisma is always the dump stat.
If this is a drow cleric, I'd say most likely it'd be dexterity or maybe strength.
A non-dextrous elf? Really?
Well, probably we haven't gotten
it's
there
not going to be dex.
Because you're an elf, your dexterity goes up by 2.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to nerf my dex.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if you're a cleric, you're going to be wearing
okay, armor. What are the other benefits to being a cleric or to being a drow?
Well, let's do the benefits of
so
being
it's
an
dex
elf
plus
first.
Or I'm sorry. Well, yeah.
Dex plus 2. Dex plus 2. Charisma plus 1.
Okay.
Okay. So your age.
Oh, I apologize. I am experiencing allergies right now, so if I seem sniffly or sneezing a lot, it's probably going to come across real weird and gross, and I can't help it, and I'm sorry. Okay, now?
So, although elves reach physical maturity at about the same age as humans, the elven understanding of adulthood goes beyond physical growth to encompass worldly experience. An elf typically claims adulthood and an adult name around the age of 100 and can live to be 750 years old.
Yep. No, we didn't roll age, did we?
We didn't roll age. There's no chart for age. You get to pick it. Do you want to roll?
Let's do a base of 100 and roll up to 100 after that. So I wanted to at least be an adult.
Okay, so roll a percentile.
I could roll... How long do they live?
You want to roll a 20 and
so
a percentile?
So I was
going
to roll...
So
well,
to
no.
200.
I was going to roll a d6 and a percentile.
For 60... That's only 60 at max.
No. A d6 and then the percentile and the d10. So I have 10s, and then the D6 is the hundreds place in front of that. So we start at a base of 100.
So she can be like 700 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. If you want her to be real old, we can do that.
Maybe she's real old. Okay, so, well, I guess we'd have to start at 0
then. 231 years.
She's 213. 31.
213.
That's a 10. That's
oh,
a 3.
213.
So she's 213
plus
years
the
old.
100.
No, I decided, because it doesn't make any sense if you start at 100, because then she's never going to be under 200 years old. That was impossible.
Oh, okay, that's
roles.
Fine. That's fine. 213.
So we'll start at 0, so she's 213.
That's perfect. Okay. Alignment. Drow are more often evil than not. Already done. Your size is medium.
Okay. Yeah, that's
base walking speed is 30 feet.
So medium size, medium is not like she's a medium sized drow or she's a large drow. Medium size is relative to all the creatures in the world. So
humans are just
humans are medium. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all very average. If you get down to something like a gnome, sometimes they're actually small.
Yeah, halflings are small.
Which means they walk slower and take disadvantages to fighting bigger animals.
I don't know if dwarves
bigger creatures.
Medium.
Yeah,
dwarves
are
medium
too.
Yeah. But yeah, halflings are small, gnomes are small. They just move a little slower, generally.
Okay. Should we assign the ability scores, or what do you want to do?
Oh yeah, let's do that.
So, what do we want? Okay, so she's
a drow
why don't
cleric.
You look ahead at what the cleric uses for its
cleric
roles
uses
for
wisdom.
Stuff.
I know,
make
sure
on that.
Yeah.
Because stuff changes, remember?
That's true. Let me get back to cleric.
Because we're probably going to want to put that 17 in wisdom.
Yes, that'll definitely go to wisdom.
Okay.
Okay.
Any secondary roles she might make as well. We want to put the 16.
Okay, well, let's read the description of a cleric.
Sure.
Main, since we're
yeah,
there.
Sounds good.
Let me just make sure. Let me mark this page because that's where we are there. That. Okay. Arms and eyes upraised toward the sun and a prayer on his lips, an elf begins to glow with an inner light that spills out to heal his battle-worn companions. Blah, blah, blah. Clerics are intermediaries between the mortal world and the distant planes of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
As varied as the gods they serve, clerics strive to embody the handiwork of their deities. No ordinary priest, a cleric is imbued with divine magic.
Yeah, part of the problem with a cleric is if they piss off their god, they lose their powers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've got a good DM who will do that for you.
Yeah.
So, obviously, our god is Lilith, right? Religion's gonna be Lilith. It's gotta be.
Unless she... If she's... Well, she could be out
you
in the world.
You can't have...
We don't
no.
know. We don't know why she's... We don't. Let's not decide that yet.
She's already lawful evil. It might as well be.
But
better.
We don't know what her background is. That could be different. It could change her views on life.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know if lawful like lawfulness.
Oh, that's true. You might not be okay with that.
Okay. So. Yeah, when a cleric takes up an adventuring life, it's usually because his or her god demands it. Let's see. Many clerics are also expected to protect their deity's worshippers, which can mean fighting rampaging orcs, negotiating peace between warring nations, or sealing a portal that would allow a deity to enter the world. Yeah, but that was her name.
That's true. Sorry.
You wanted to name her right away. saving throws, wisdom and charisma.
Okay.
That's her main ones. Oh, charisma for turning undead.
Okay, so I want the 16 in charisma.
Yeah. Like, con is pretty important, too. But
okay, I'll put the 13 in con.
Okay.
So, actually, her charisma gets a plus one, so she's going to be at a 17 in charisma.
Yeah.
A 13 constitution.
And then strength, intelligence, strength, dex, and dex. Intelligence is probably the dump stat here. She doesn't have to be smart. She's a cleric. They don't have to be smart.
She might be kind of hard up. I mean, an intelligence of 4, though, is literally mentally retarded.
Okay. So dexterity or strength. She could be really frail.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
She's got some sort of disease that makes her frail. That's much easier than mentally retarded.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So 4 strength.
Plus 2 to
then
dex.
Then we've got a 12. We've got a 12 and a
do the 14. And 11. 14 for dex and then 11 for intelligence. 14? Because she gets plus 2 to dex.
Oh, so 11 intelligence.
Yeah.
14 dex.
There we go.
All right, what are our modifiers for that? Modifier for strength is minus a whole bunch.
I don't know yet. I'll have to go back to the beginning.
So modifiers are a simple way to use those statistics that we just set up when it comes to making a roll for something. So say I'm making a roll for perception, I can just use a -2 modifier instead of having to try to decide or whatever it is.
Your strength is -3.
-3? Okay. Yeah. Instead of trying to have decide, like, oh, how relatively good is a 12?
Dex is +2.
So 14 is +2. Constitution's +1.
0.
0 for intelligence.
Yep, and then +3 for those.
+3. Okay. She's real weak. She's not a fighter.
But she's strong in her religion.
Oh, she is, for sure.
Okay, and then we can do HP. 1d8.
So HP is
max at first level plus con modifier.
Okay, so what's the max first level?
8.
D8. So we are at 10.
9 HP.
Oh, con. I'm sorry. 9 hit points. Yeah. Hit points are how hard I can get hit. How much damage I can take before I die.
Yep.
9's not bad for a first level cleric.
Yeah. You start with the following equipment, in addition to the equipment granted to you by your background.
Mm-hmm. What's that going to be?
Either a mace or a warhammer.
She can't swing either, but she can swing a mace better.
Okay. And then you get scale mail, leather armor, or chain mail if proficient.
It'd have to be leather. Is the if proficient on all of those or just chain?
On chain.
Okay, so it's got to be leather because she's not going to be able to carry anything more than that.
Okay.
So leather armor.
A light crossbow or 20 bolts or any simple weapon.
What would a simple weapon be classified as? Could
like
you go
a club.
Find
or, I mean.
Now we get her crossbow.
Like a dagger.
That's light crossbow and 20 bolts, you said?
Yeah. It might actually be a hand crossbow, like the drow use.
Right. But I'm assuming that's what the light crossbow is.
It's a little different, but it's the same.
Well, thing. Can we get her the hand crossbow
sure,
then?
Sure, you can do that. That's
hand
I'd
crossbow
say that's,
it is.
That's fair. And lastly, a priest's pack or an explorer's pack. I don't know what either one of those do.
I'm sure they've got it listed. I'll just write it down for now. We'll figure it out later.
And then a shield and holy symbol. Because obviously. Okay, so we'll come back to the rest of this later once we figure out background and deity.
Sure.
Okay. Put that there. Okay, so next we want to do personal characteristics. Fleshing out your character's personality, theory of traits, mannerism, habits, beliefs, and flaws that give a person a unique identity will help you bring her to life as you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
4 categories of characteristics are presented here. Personality traits, ideals, bonds, and flaws.
Okay.
Beyond those categories, think about your character's favorite words or phrases, tics and habitual gestures, vices and pet peeves, and whatever else you can imagine. Okay. Each background presented later in this chapter includes suggested characteristics that you can use to spark your imagination. You're not bound to these options. They're just a good starting point. Okay. So give your character two personality traits.
Okay.
And let's see.
What do they have this listed? It's a D8?
D8. There we go.
Okay. So I'll have to roll 2D8.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just roll them one at a time. We got...
One.
Oh, no, but it was halfway in between. 6.
I am tolerant or intolerant of other faiths and respect or condemn
intolerant of other faiths.
Intolerant of other faiths. That's good. I like that. Oh, hold on.
Yeah?
That was only on one of the many different backgrounds you can choose.
Oh, what was the first one? What was that?
That's Acolyte. You spent your life in the service of a temple to a specific god or
pantheon. I mean, that might be what we're doing anyway. Let's look at the other ones, though. Okay. Why don't you read them out?
Criminal. You're an experienced criminal with history of breaking the law.
Nope, you missed charlatan.
Oh, charlatan. You have always had a way with people. You know what makes them tick. You can tease out their heart's desires after a few minutes of conversation.
Nah.
Criminal experience.
I mean,
she does
have an incredibly high charisma. But
entertainer. That's
no.
That doesn't seem right. Guild artisan. You're a member of an artisan's guild. I like that guy. Hermit. Lived in seclusion. Either in a sheltered community such as a monastery or entirely alone for a formative part of your life.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
We'll come back to that.
I'd like to point out, side note here, the art in this player's handbook is really good. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's
like
a nice...
The halflings always look awesome.
It's a nice combination of good art and funny art.
Mm-hmm. Noble. This might be a good one, too. You understand wealth, power, and privilege. You carry a noble title and your family owns land.
That sounds annoying.
Yeah, but that'd be good.
I know you like to play annoying characters, but I don't like
them. They're so good. Outlander. You grew up in the wilds far from civilization.
Nope, she'd be strong.
Sage, you spent years learning the lore of the multiverse. You scoured manuscripts, studied scrolls, and listened to the greatest experts in the subjects that interest you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not for the
Sailor!
Researcher. Oh, it's a feature of...
Yeah. Soldier?
Nope.
Urchin. You grew up on the streets alone?
No.
That's it.
All right, so it's either
Hermit or Acolyte.
Or Acolyte. Let's read the rest of Acolyte.
You have spent your life in the service of the temple to a specific god or pantheon. You act as an intermediary between the realm of the holy and mortal world, performing sacred rites and offering sacrifices in order to conduct worshippers into the presence of the divine. You are not necessarily a cleric. Performing sacred rites is not the same thing as channeling divine power. All right, choose a god, a pantheon, or some other quasi-divine being from among those listed in Appendix B, or those specified by your DM, and work with the DM to detail the nature of your religious service. Okay.
And the rest of Hermit. Hermit was pretty short.
Yeah. You lived in seclusion for a formative part of your life. In your time apart from the clamor of society, you found quiet, solitude, and perhaps some of the answers you were looking for.
It sounds a little more druid.
Yeah.
All right, Acolyte it is.
Acolyte. This is kind of a standard thing, but we'll go with
it. That's okay. I mean, that's what they've given us. That's kind of what we're doing here, right, is using their standards, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so intolerant of other faiths, and then I have to roll another D8 on that table?
Yep.
2.
I can find common ground between the fiercest enemies, empathizing with them and always working toward peace.
Yeah, okay. High charisma. That makes sense.
Okay.
So common ground, empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Working toward peace. Okay.
Or, I mean, these are just examples. You can always be like, to incite war or whatever as well. You can always make it the other way.
Okay, ideals. This is another D8.
Do you get one ideal?
I don't know. I've got lines for 2 here, but I'm not sure what happens.
Let's see here.
What is it? It said it somewhere in there, right?
One ideal that drives your character.
One ideal? What about the other thing?
One bond, one flaw.
Okay, one of each of the rest?
Yep.
Okay,
D6.
4.
Power. I hope to one day rise to the top of my faith's religious hierarchy.
Okay.
And that's lawful, so that's good. That fits right in.
Flaw. D5. There's a 5. I'm sorry.
I am suspicious of strangers and expect the worst of them.
That doesn't fit with common ground and empathy. At all.
Right. I don't like that common ground one. Should we do a
different
one?
You want to reroll that one?
Yeah, that seems kind of not fitting.
I got five again. Was that the same thing?
I quote or misquote sacred texts and proverbs in almost every situation.
Oh, I like quoting. Quoting proverbs.
You're going to have to get a...
Yeah, that's better than the Common Ground one.
I think you should play as an evil drow cleric.
Yeah, you think I should do this one?
Uh-huh.
Quotes, proverbs.
Or misquotes. It might be wrong.
Okay.
All right, and then a bond is all we need.
No, I need a flaw.
Oh, didn't you already have that? Suspicious of strangers and expect.
Oh yeah, because it didn't work. That's right. Suspicious of strangers and a bond. It's a D6 too.
Yep.
Four.
Everything I do is no. That's not right.
Switch what it. Was it?
Everything I do is for the common people.
Oh no.
Nope.
Five.
I will do anything to protect the temple where I served.
What are the other ones?
I would die to recover an ancient relic of my faith.
No.
I will summon to get revenge on the corrupt temple hierarchy who branded me a heretic.
Nope, we want to fix that.
I owe my life to the priest who took me in when my parents died. I seek to preserve a sacred text that my enemies considered heretical.
Okay, five sounds good. What was that now?
I will do anything to protect the temple where I served.
Protect the temple.
Yeah, that's a good storyline point there.
What's the bottom thing? Oh, it's the philosopher.
Yeah, they're just in different order.
Protect the temple. Okay. What else do we have here? I'm running out of lines to fill in.
Okay.
We must have... I mean, there's going to be things like armor class, initiative, speed, weapon, that sort of thing. But I've got weapons already. I've got a mace.
Well, I think that's a good start.
I've got a hand crossbow.
Okay, so your armor would be for leather armor. Leather. Is 11 plus your dexterity modifier.
So my armor's 11 here. Plus dex. You said I had a shield, right?
Yeah, we didn't get
that. But
the
that's
shield.
Only if
that
I'm
gives
using
you plus
it.
2 armor class.
So 2. And my dex modifier is 2. So my armor class is 15. Without a shield, it's 13. Without a shield or armor, it's 11. Oh, I like that they put those in there so you don't have
without
to back calculate it.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Does it start at 8? How does that work?
For what?
Because armor class with leather is 11. Does it only give one bonus?
I'm not sure.
It doesn't say anything about armor class with like unarmored or anything like that. It was 10 before, but I don't think leather just gives one point of armor.
It might. Leather's not that strong.
Okay, that's fine. I just was not...
There should be an armor class listed for leather. Are you not finding it? Are you in the
armor
section?
Yeah, I mean armor class. 11 plus dex. That's your armor class. It doesn't say...
Just like a base.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And then you have weapons.
We might have to watch my weight, because I'm not going to be able to carry very much.
Right.
Oh, right. Weapons. My mace. What kind of damage do I do with that?
1d6 bludgeoning. And it weighs 4 pounds.
And my
pounds.
Hand crossbow?
Crossbow. Hand crossbow. 1d6 piercing.
And what's that weigh?
3 pounds.
3 pounds. I have 20 bolts.
Your leather armor weighs 10 pounds, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
And you have other money as well. Which is 5d4 times 10.
Okay, give me a second.
Jeeps.
20 pounds on the leather armor and 5d4 plus 10?
Yeah.
Okay, I got 30. Oh, no, wait, I only rolled it once. 4. Hold on. I just multiplied it. 4.
Still rolling 4s, like, whoa.
4.
3 4s in a row? Cheating!
3.
One more.
1. See, that makes up for it. So 12, 4, or 15, 16.
16 times 10, 160 gold.
160 plus, is it times 10 or
yep.
plus 10?
Times
oh,
10.
Dear God. 160 gold? I
so
am
many
rich.
Gold, yeah. Well, you know, you come from a pretty good temple, I think.
Apparently. I'm not one of those cheap clerics who gives up all their money.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I played a character like that once. Remember? It didn't work at all. All right. It looks like I need initiative, speed.
Do you want to know about the priest pack and the explorer's pack?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have the priest pack probably. But... Okay.
Priest pack has a backpack, a blanket, 10 candles, a tinder box, an alms box, two blocks of incense, a censer, vestments, 2 days of rations, and a water skin.
Okay, I'm just going to keep priest pack on here. I mean, no, I should write all that stuff out. What does it have now? I'm sorry.
Backpack.
Okay, backpack.
Blanket. 10 candles. Tinder box. An alms box. You're still writing the first ones. Two blocks of incense. A censer. Vestments, 2 days of rations, and a water skin.
How the heck do you spell censer?
C-E-N-S-E-R.
Okay. Censer, water skin, and what now?
2 days of rations. And vestments, if you didn't already put vestments.
I didn't.
Because that's a fun word to say. Oh, you can get a gaming set, too. You can buy dice.
Oh, really?
For one silver piece.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or playing card set.
That doesn't seem to be a thing that that priest should do.
Well. Ooh, trinkets.
Lifestyle.
You can roll once on the trinkets table to gain a trinket.
Yeah, okay, what's trinkets table?
A simple item lightly touched by mystery.
Let's do that.
Roll D100.
D100, huh? Is it a big old table?
Sure is.
Oh, it is. All right. 65, what do I got?
65 is a nightcap that when worn gives you pleasant dreams.
Okay. Pleasant dreams nightcap.
There you go. Good trinket you got there.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some blank spaces here that I'm not sure about. I've got one that says lifestyle. Is there anything in there that said lifestyle? It was like, it seems to have something to do with my gold. My price per month for my lifestyle.
Oh, you don't... I guess you don't have anything like that yet. I think we'll have to do some more research on that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I really like this character building in this edition. It's really slick.
Just kind of, I mean, it's not all right together, but once you get through everything, you kind of sort it out.
It's so hard to put everything together, though.
Wealth, coinage, selling treasure.
Armor and shield. Oh, I have a shield, too. How big is my shield?
Oh, what kind of a shield is it? It is a shield of whatever you choose it to be. Don't have them. Lifestyle expenses.
There we go.
Lifestyle expenses provide you with a simple way to account for the cost of living in a fantasy world. They cover your accommodations, food and drink, and all your other necessities. Furthermore, expenses cover the cost of maintaining your equipment so you can be ready when adventure next calls. At the start of each week or month, your choice, choose a lifestyle from the expenses table and pay the price to sustain that lifestyle. Prices listed are per day, so if you wish to calculate the cost of your chosen lifestyle over a 30-day period, multiply it by 30. Your lifestyle might change from one period to the next based on the funds you have at your disposal. Or you might maintain the same lifestyle throughout your character's career. That's kind of cool.
Should we roll for lifestyle to start with and then pick after that? So there's seven on that thing, so I'll just roll a D8.
D6, because you don't want to live wretched.
I don't want to live wretched?
No.
Okay, D6 it is. It's two.
Poor.
Poor.
Two silver pieces per day.
That's really cheap. I guess I'm poor right now. Maybe I just got kicked out of my temple. I'm going to get back in.
Maybe you did.
But I still love them. I'm going to defend them for some reason.
Or maybe they sent you out to do something, but you don't...
I have so much money, though.
Right, but you don't need to spend it.
Or maybe I don't want to, like, tell people that I'm rich.
There you
go. Money. So it's two silver a day?
Yeah.
They've got price per month.
Per month, yeah,
that'd
be 60 silver.
Well, I'm going to put a day on here.
And then, feats and stuff like that. How are we on time here?
We're at about 38 minutes.
Okay.
Do you want to come back and do a part two?
Sure.
When we're finished?
Yeah, we can do a part two.
Do a part two later?
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll figure out a story for this, and then we'll tell you all about it and what else we can do here.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions for, you know, what maybe we could do with this character, with her backstory, any way we could make this special, anything else you think we should be including, we are on Twitter at Aha Podcast.
Aha.
We are on Facebook. I know many of you who listen to the podcast are already in the group or the fan page, I guess it is now. I don't think the group's together anymore.
I think we should put a vote for a name, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm not set on Lathana. So yeah. if you have a better name than Lathana, tweet at us, post in the Facebook page, post on either of our personal pages if you know us.
I wonder if we can do like a survey.
You're not letting me finish. I'm trying to...
okay.
And we might be able to do a survey. That's I'm not sure if they still have it in there. We also have an email address, ahapodcast@gmail.com, if you feel like you want to email us. Our website, Aha Podcast, I think you have to do the www, though. So it's www.ahapodcast.com or www. Oh, Matt Olof doesn't direct there anymore. So it's www.ahapodcast.com. We'll get you to our website. You can put it in the comments section on there. So many different ways to reach us. Mm-hmm. So many.
I think the best way would probably just, like if you're on Facebook, that's probably the easiest because we'll be able to see it right away. With Twitter.
I'll see all of them
you,
right
you
away.
You check your the Twitter?
Yeah, I'd get the Twitter.
Okay, you got the Twitter. You got the email.
I got the email. I'm sorted.
So yeah, any suggestions you have, you can add. I'm gonna try and do like right now on the Facebook page a survey.
Like a poll.
A poll, and then we'll put a few names up there.
I'm not sure if they have the polls anymore.
They we'll do. Have to check I've them seen out. Them on other ones, on okay. other groups and stuff.
Okay. Not in, don't do it in the group though. The group's crap. Do it in the page.
I mean, I'm maybe the people who are in the group don't okay. think that's crap.
But it is. So do it on the page.
Well, I'll see if I can.
Facebook's retiring groups. They're obviously pushing more towards pages.
Oh, they are?
So, yeah.
I didn't know anything about the retiring yeah. groups.
I know, so it's because you don't know groups, anything about Facebook.
Because I'm in so many groups.
You're not, though. Really.
I am. I have a lot of them.
Okay. Well, in any case, that's what we've got for now. We will come back and finish up with feats, proficiencies, skills.
Some more backstory stuff.
More backstory spells. Once we've figured that out.
Maybe a religion.
Definitely a religion because she's a cleric.
Maybe write these things down that you're saying.
No, I mean it's on the sheet. It's just still empty.
Okay, sure. Okay, yeah, we'll come back and do a second part of this episode next week-ish. Or we might record it now and then just post
release
it later.
It a little bit later. Thank you for listening. We still haven't figured out a sign off for this podcast. How many episodes later we still haven't figured it out?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.